When I was a young lad, I think about 8 years old.
当我还小的时候，差不多八岁。
I was a very, how should I say, rebellious.
我非常的悖逆。
Or mischievous, perhaps, be the best word.
也可以说很调皮。
My father was a pastor.
我父亲是牧师。
And we'd go to Sunday school.
我们去主日学。
And there's about a dozen of us boys, all about the same size.
我们差不多有一打男孩，身材都差不多。
You know, one boy can be a lot of help.
你知道，一个男孩可以是很大的帮助。
Two boys can be very little help. Three boys can be no help.
两个男孩的帮助很少。
And four boys can be a terror.
四个男孩就很恐怖了。
We had about eight.
我们差不多有八到十个男孩子。
It was our sense of correct procedure to manage to get a new teacher every Sunday.
我们有这种正确的程序，就是想要
especially
每个礼拜都有一个
today went out crying.
有一个新的老师，特别是如果是今天的老师是哭着出去的话。
That was a real triumph.
那就是我们真正的胜利了。
But there's one teacher I will never forget.
但是有一位老师我永远忘不掉。
Her name, Mrs. Garrett.
她的名字。
She started out with us boys.
她开始给我们这些男孩上课。
And we winked at each other and made our general preparation while she was saying the introductory prayer.
当这个老师在开始做一个引介的祷告的时候，我们就有了我们
正常的训练。
然后当老师开始的时候，我们也开始了。
And we were making good progress.
我们在那里很有进展。
She was doing her best.
那个老师她尽全力。
But what she said was far from getting entrance into our ears.
但是她所说的，我们的耳朵一点都不感兴趣。
Till about halfway through, she started to cry.
差不多到一半的时候，她开始哭了。
We've got her already.
好，我们早就已经逮着了。
And she cried harder.
她哭得更厉害。
And we were all happier.
我们更高兴。
And then she started to pray.
然后她开始祷告。
Oh, now we knew it was coming. She was praying the wrath of God and the God would take us and shake us over hell and a few other things, you know.
哦，她开始祷告，我们知道了，她一定会祷告说神的愤怒哈，神会把我们几个人带到地狱去，那边震动我们。
Appropriate prayers in times like that.
像那样子。在那样的时候，这是很恰当的祷告。
And she went on praying and crying.
她继续祷告，继续哭。
She didn't look at us.
她没有看我们。
And because she kept on praying, we started listening a little bit.
因为她不断的祷告下去，我们就稍微听一点了。
She was defending us before God.
她为我们在神的面前辩护。
Said, "Oh Lord."
她说：“主啊。
”They don't realize.
他们不懂。
Just love them, Lord.
主啊，你就爱他们吧。
Just know that there'll come a time when they'll listen to you.
你知道将来他们会听你的。
And defending us, she just loved us before God.
她就是为我们辩护，在神的面前爱我们。
A little while, the classroom got very quiet.
过了一会儿，教室变得很安静了。
She won.
她赢了。
We didn't win that one.
那个我们没有赢。
That teacher stayed with us for months.
那个老师就跟我们在一起好几个月。
It's not just telling people things.
不是只是告诉别人一些事情而已。
How are we going to feed the flock? How are we going to get across? Here says the Holy Spirit has put us to do something.
我们怎么样来喂养羊群呢？这里讲说圣灵立我们来做一些事情。
And we can't do it without the Holy Spirit.
若没有圣灵，我们做不到。
All the others had tried by their very best.
其他的人都尽了他们的力。
Different ways they would go at us, but they couldn't conquer us.
他们用不同的方法要来责怪我们，但是没有办法征服我们。
But this woman was different.
但是这个老师不一样。
She was feeding the flock of God.
她在喂养神的羊群。
Oh, we were a very smart aleck bunch.
我们是非常聪明的小孩子。
But she knew there was something inside, and she wanted to reach that.
但是她知道里面有一些东西是她想要摸着的。
And she did.
他也做到了。
What a difference.
这差别何等大。
Here I'm reading that, let's turn the page. That the Holy Spirit has set them in the, and put them there as elders in the church.
我们在使徒行传读到说
Acts 20:20, read it while I'm looking for it.If you have.
圣灵把他们立在那里，他们作为教会的长老。
The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit has put you there for that purpose.
圣灵把你们立在那里，目的就是这样子。
To feed,
来喂养。
Not to scold, not to curse.
不是要责备，不是要咒诅。
Not to enter into recriminations.
不是，也不是要谴责，而是要喂养。
To bless, to help.
要祝福，要帮助。
I was in a certain church in Chicago several years ago.
几年前我曾经在芝加哥的一个教会。
And there was a man.
有一个人。
Came into that church.
他进到那个教会里。
And he asked the pastor if he could go and visit a classroom down in the basement.
他问牧师说他可不可以到地下室的一间教室去看一看。
I said, of course.
那牧师说当然可以
took him down to that classroom.
就把他带到那间教室去
The man was a minister
那个人是一位牧师
Ministered the gospel for several years
他传福音已经好多年了
And he said to the pastor of that church in Chicago He said, you know
他对芝加哥那间教会的牧师说你知道吗
I was converted in this classroom
我就是在这一间教会里面回转信主的
25 years ago
25年前
Did you know how it was?
他说你知道我是怎么样信主的吗
He says, I was only about 7 or 8 years old and I came into church that morning early.
那天早上我早到教会。
For some reason we were early and I went down.
不晓得为了什么我们早到了所以我就下去了。大部分的教室都是空的。
And I went to my classroom.
我到了我那间教室。
The door was open a little bit.
门开了一点。
So I peeked in.
所以我就偷看进去。
And I saw my teacher.
看到我的老师。
And he was kneeling at a chair.
他跪在椅子前
and praying for a boy
在为我们这些男孩祷告
and I watched
我看着我听着
he went to another chair
他又到另外一张椅子前面
and I thought what will happen when he comes to my chair
我说哎我要等着他到我的椅子
went through the chairs came to his chair
然后老师就在几张椅子前面祷告之后又到了他的椅子前
he prayed the sweetest prayer
他说这个老师做了一个最甜蜜的祷告
He said, "You know, Pastor, I was converted that morning."
他说，牧师，你知道吗？我那天早上就信主了。
The pastor said, "Oh, yes, that was Brother Johnson. He's still with us."
那个是强生弟兄，他现在还跟我们在一起。
He has a record.
你知道吗？他有一个记录。
No boy has ever been in that Sunday school class that hadn't been converted.
在他的主日学上的男孩子，没有一个没有信主的。
What a record!
这是很好的记录。
Just a Sunday school teacher.
他只是一个主日学老师。
What a record!
这是很好的记录。
What a record!
很好的记录。
25 years.
25年。
And no boy's ever been in that class hasn't been converted.
在那个课堂的男孩子没有一个没有信主的。
She wasn't a pastor.
她不是牧师。
She wasn't a missionary.
她也不是宣教士。
She wasn't one of those God-given teachers.
他也不是神所
That's a calling, that's a special calling.
设立的教师那边那样讲的教师是一个特殊的呼召他也不是
She didn't have the gift of healing.
他也没有医病恩赐
She had the gift of caring.
他有关怀的恩赐
The gift of caring.
关怀的恩赐
That's really what Paul is talking about here.
这里其实就是保罗真正在说的
He said, elders,
他说长老们
the Holy Ghost has set you here,
圣灵把你们立在这里
that you care,
要你们关心
that you care for the flock,
去关怀羊群
that in one way or another, you bless them, you feed them, you help them,
不管怎么样你要去祝福他们喂养他们帮助他们
because they've been purchased by the blood of Jesus,
因为他们已经被耶稣基督的宝血买来了 他爱他们
they're important to him,
他们对他来讲是重要
you are elders,
你们是长老
You've been helped. You've been blessed.
你们一直受到帮助，一直被祝福。
By all the different ministries in the church.
有着教会里面不同的人服侍着你们。
There's a debt.
有一个债。
He said, The Holy Spirit has set you here to care.
他说圣灵立你们在这里要关怀。
Has set you here to care.
圣灵立你们在这里要关怀。
So many times people have the feeling that if I'm not the pastor, or I'm not the pianist, or I'm not something special, that I don't have any responsibilities.
常常人们有一种感觉说，我若不是牧师，也不是司琴的，我不是什么特别的，我就自由了，我没有任何的责任。
But it really caught my attention when I realized he called his elders specifically.
但是这里真的引起我的注意，就是他特别叫那些长老。
He said, "I've got something to say to you. Very important. They had to make a long trip to get."
说，我有很重要的话要告诉你们。那些人必须走了很长的旅程才到达那个地方。
He said, "I've got something very important to say to you."
他说，我有很重要的话要告诉你们。
He said.I want you to realize the Holy Spirit has set you there.
我要你们明白，圣灵立你们在那里。
To care for those that are younger.
就是要去照顾那些比较年轻的。
The teacher that conquered us class of boys wasn't an old woman.
征服我们那个课堂上
男孩子的不是一个
年长的。
Either male or female.
他也不是所谓的。
But she was older than we were.
长老
considerably.
但是她的年纪确实比我们长了许多。
And much wiser.
而且比我们有智慧的多。
But the thing that won us was she cared.
赢得我们的一点就是因为她关怀。
She actually defended us before God.
她真的在神的面前为我们辩护。
She cared.
她关怀。
We couldn't win against that.
我们没有办法胜过她。
All our mischief could not stand against her love.
我们所有的调皮捣蛋都没有办法抵挡她的爱。
Her caring.
她的关怀。
We just couldn't.
我们就是没有办法。
And I think that's something very special he wanted to say to the church.
我想这是很特别的一点，他要告诉
教会。This is towards the end of his life now.
现在这个时候，已经在保罗的一生末了，他的年纪。长了
so I've got something more to say to you.
他叫那些长老来说，我有更多要告诉你们。
And this is about all he had to say.
这就是他所讲的重点。
And I realized how important it was.
而我明白这一点何等的重要。
That you older ones care for the younger ones.
你们年长的要去照顾年轻的。
Don't just turn them loose to grow up by themselves.
不要把他们放到一边，让他们自己长大。
They might make it.
他们或许能够过得了，但是如果他们有帮助，会好得多。
For many, many years, I thank God for the help of that one woman teacher.
许许多多年，我都为这位女老师感谢神。她教了我们。
No one else could, but she taught us.
其他人都没有办法，但是她教了我们。
There's only one reason she did and could.
她能够教我们，而且教得好，只有一个原因。
She loved us in the Holy Spirit.
她在圣灵中爱我们。
She brought us into touch with a God that cared.
她把我们带到那位爱的神的面前。
From that day on, we loved her, and from that day on, we listened everything she'd say to us.
从那天开始，我们听她的，我们爱她，听她说的每一句话。
And she helped us.
她帮助了我们。
We weren't a very old flock.
我们不是一群很年长的羊群。
We were just lambs.
我们只是小羊。
But she could feed us.
但是她可以喂养我们。
We were no longer afraid and no longer attacked her.
我们不再害怕，也不去攻击她。
Elders,
长老们
，The Holy Ghost has set you. That's one of the works of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵设立你们，这是圣灵的工作之一。
Care for the flock of God.
去照顾神的羊群。
Maybe they're just a group of friends you have.
或许你只有一群
朋友 friends,
或许是比较年轻的朋友
maybe a Sunday school class,
或许是个主日学
But at any place,
不管在什么地方
we all have a circle of those we meet with.
我们都有一群我们认识的人
And Paul wants everyone to realize
保罗要每一个人明白
I'm not free from responsibility.
我并不能够脱离责任。
Even the small children.
即使是小孩子。
In many homes and many lives.
在许多家庭还有许多生命中。
There's lots of problems.
有很多的问题。
If the atmosphere was such you could open your heart and really open your heart.
如果那种气氛下你能够把你的心打开，真正的打开来，
it would be astonishing how many big problems are in you right here in this room.
有多少的问题就能够在这里给解决了？
But they're covered up or they're forgotten.
不管那些问题本来是被遮盖的，或是被遗忘的，
get through the best we can and hope for the best.
还是说我们只是勉强的在那边过？
After all, we can't say world stop. I want to get off.
毕竟我不能够说好让世界停止转动，我想要下来。
It just goes on and on and on.
世界就是不断的一直进行下去。
But when there's a help from one place or another.
但是，如果从某一个地方能够得着帮助。
There's one other thing I want to share with you before I close.
在我结束之前，我还有一点想要跟你们分享。
I think I have told you once before, but I'm going to repeat it.
我想我以前跟你们讲过一次，但是我要重复讲。
I was up in Indiana.
我曾经在印第安纳的一个教会。
And the pastor took my wife and I out to lunch.
我的牧师，那位牧师带我跟我太太出去吃中饭。
And the waitress was very obnoxious.
那个女士非常的讨厌。
She's very reactive.
她反应很激烈。
Very rude, actually.
其实她非常的无理。
And we almost felt like getting up and going out, but we didn't.
我们真的想要出去了，但是我们没有这样做。
And while we were sitting there,
当我们坐在那里的时候，
the young pastor told me this story.
那位年轻的牧师就告诉我一个故事。
His father went into a restaurant one time.
有一次他的父亲进到一家餐厅。
And the waitress was extremely rude.
服务生非常的无理。
She flopped things on the table.
她把东西就摔在桌子上。
She was rude.
非常的粗鲁。
In her actions and her words.
她的言语跟行动都非常的粗鲁。
It seemed like she'd just been drinking a cup of lemon juice.
好像她才喝了一杯柠檬汁一样。
And the acid would spill out of her mouth.
那个酸就从她的嘴里面给吐出来。
And it was a small meal, but when his father was through.
那是一个很简单的一顿饭食，当他父亲吃完的时候。
Paid his bill.
他付了账。
But he left a $20 tip.
但是他留下了二十块钱的小费。
And the meal was only $4 or $5.
而他吃的那顿饭只有四五块。
I walked out.
他走出去。
And the waitress came with a $20 running up. Oh, sir, you forgot this. You left it on the table.
那个服务生就带了二十块钱跑出来说：“先生，你忘掉了你的钱，你留在桌上。”
Tip like that.
因为他知道。
He said, "No, I left it for you."
小费不会是这样子。那这位牧师就跟他说：“不，我这是留给你的。”
For me.
给我。
Yes.
是的。
After I was so rude to you.
他说：“在我对你这么无理、这么生气之后。”
He said, "Yes." Why?
他说：“为什么呢？”
He said, "I figured if you could be that rude to strangers, you must be having a lot of trouble."
他说：“我想，因为你如果能够对陌生人都这么无理的话，你一定遭遇了很大的困难。”
You must be having a big problem in your life.
你的生命中一定遭遇了很大的困难。
She started to cry.
那服务生开始哭。
Did I do?
他说：“我是。”
Told him about it.
然后就把这个事情告诉了牧师。
Before it was through, he told her about Christ.
后来牧师就把基督告诉她。
And before it was through, she was converted.
那个姐妹后来就信主了。
Somebody cared.
有人关怀。
Somebody cared.
有人关怀。
You know, oftentimes things like that hide something we don't know anything about.
你知道，常常像那样子的事情都是隐藏起来，是我们一无所知的。
Sometimes only a smile.
有时候只是一个微笑。
Or a word.
或是一句话。
Can be so much.
可能很有意义。
Especially when we obey the Holy Spirit within us.
特别是当我们顺服里面的圣灵。
That pastor had the prompting of the Holy Spirit. This girl needs help.
那位牧师得到圣灵的默示，知道说这个女孩子需要帮助。
She's one for whom Christ died, but she didn't know it yet.
这位耶稣也为了她死了，但她
还不晓得。She's one for whom Christ had help, but she didn't know it yet.
基督也要帮助她，但是这个女人还不晓得。
But this man was sensitive enough to hear the Holy Spirit say, "Help her."
但是这位牧师他够敏锐，听到圣灵跟他说，
"Don't curse her, don't react against her."
不要咒诅她，也不要对她有不好的反应，就是去帮助她。
See, that's the Holy Spirit's work.
这是圣灵的工作。
And he said, elders, God set you in the church to help, to care, to feed.
神设立你们在教会就是要去关心，去喂养。
And I looked at that and I said, God,
我看了这个，我说神啊。
There's a lot of elders could use that same recommendation that Paul gave the elders of Ephesus.
有很多的长老也可以。
The Holy Ghost is
用保罗给以弗所教会的建议。圣灵立你们在那里，要牧养神的羊群。
And you that will are here in your churches or go to other churches.
你们在你们的教会里面，或是去别的教会的。
I trust and pray that the Holy Spirit will more and more build into your heart a sensitivity.
我祈求圣灵越来越会把
敏锐建立在你的
心中。 So when he
indicates or points out to you a need,
所以当他跟你暗示或是指出一个需要的时候，
that you won't just brush it aside,
你不会把它给放到一旁了，
but will have ears to listen,
而是会有耳朵来听，
and care,
关心。
And perhaps the Holy Spirit will give you to help.
或许圣灵会让你去帮助。
To feed the flock of God.
来喂养神的羊群。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
Your church is such a wonderful church.
你的教会是奇妙的教会。
And so much loved.
是这么被爱的教会。
And you paid such a price for everyone.
你为每一位付上了这么大的代价。
But Lord, we get so involved with our own problems,
主，我们都太
our own needs,
卷入自己的问题，自己的需要，
and we feel so empty ourselves.
我们觉得自己很空虚。
So often we feel, well, I haven't anything I can give.
我们常觉得说我没有什么可以给的。
But maybe I do.
但是或许我有。
Maybe there is something I can do.
或许有一些事情我能够做的。
Maybe there is a way I can help.
或许我有办法能够帮助的。
Maybe just an attitude.
或许只是一个态度。
Maybe just taking time to let someone unburden themselves.
或许只是花些时间让人把他的重担给卸下
来。Maybe just an encouraging word.
或许只是一句鼓励的话。
Maybe a verse of scripture that you gave me the day before.
或许是前一天你给我的一节经文。
But we all can be caring.
但是我们都可以关怀。
We don't have to be pastors or evangelists or apostles.
我们不必做布道家，不必做使徒或是。
We don't have to be any special ministry.
我们不必有特别的侍奉。
But if we are older than someone else.
但是如果我们比别人年长。
If we've been in church longer and know God longer.
如果我们在教会里面已经比较久，而且认识神比较久，受教也比较久。
Maybe there's something in us that you can use for others.
或许我们里面有些东西，你可以用在别人的身上。
And so, Father,
所以父,
speak to the elders of your people.
所以求你对你百姓的长老说话。
The Holy Ghost has set you in that place.
圣灵设立你在那个地方。
She might feed the flock of God.
叫你来喂养神的羊群。
And be a blessing to them.
成为他们的祝福。
Bring this into their hearts and minds.
求你把这个带到每个人的心思意念中。
So that the love of Christ can overcome even rudeness,
好让基督的爱甚至能够胜过
rebellion,
粗鲁无礼悖逆
and mischief,
胡闹
and all the other things the enemy would like to throw at us,
还有所有仇敌想要丢在我们身上的一切
but we can love,
我们却能够爱
and care,
关怀
and share,
分享
and help,
帮助
This I ask, Father, because of your love and mercy to all of us,
父，我这样求，是因着你对我们所
有人的爱跟怜悯。
因为你的爱很早以前就征服了我的心。
You didn't curse me.
你没有咒诅我。
You didn't punish me.
你没有惩罚我。
You didn't rebuke me.
你没有斥责我。
You cared for my soul.
你关心我的灵魂。
I thank you much.
我非常感谢你。
Amen.
阿门。是我
身子成为数字机，何等能力生死忘前世，尽我数你要和你真实。
这个是